Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Charlie Fusco is here, too. Charlie is a member of our Brain Trust. She's an author, a speaker, an entrepreneur. She started her business when she was just a baby, and it's grown up around her. While she was growing up, her business grew up. How about that, folks? And she's an award-winning business owner and a leader in the area of helping businesses like yours and mine, helping us put our business's best foot forward. And she's our friend, Charlie Fusco. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so happy to be back.
Good to have you back. So, Charlie, now you're just a pup. I've been around a long, 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 long time. You've just been around a while. But you've accomplished an awful lot in your years. What's it like growing up, having your business grow up while you were growing up?
You know, it would have been
because that's kind of what happened, isn't it?
It is. It is. I did start pretty young, and I started without any forethought or business plan. I kind of did it by accident.
You didn't know. You didn't know you weren't supposed to, did you?
Nope, didn't know. Just did. You know, just did. There is a time in your life, I think, that you just do things and you don't think, and if you're lucky, you live through it.
Ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been an interesting ride. We're going into I'm going into my 22nd year in business.
Wow.
And, you know, it would be a perfect story if I also hadn't decided to raise a family at the same time as raise a business.
There's that little detour, right?
Yeah. So we're all family, all business all the time here at this household.
Right. I can imagine. Well, that's good. I'm sure that's been good for your kids, too. But what was it like as a mom and an entrepreneur and a hard driving person, a type A? I'm sure you're a high D type A personality. What's it like pulling all that together especially for the ladies out there who are listening and thinking about what you've got?
Well, I will tell you that I talk a lot. I speak a lot to different organizations, to companies, and I'll be asked that same question. And they'll say, well, you know, as a woman, what's it like? As a lady doing it, what was it like? And so I'll tell them. And then I look out in the audience, and there's gentlemen in the audience nodding their heads going like, well, I'm not a lady, but I know
right.
what you're talking about.
Right.
I feel like, of course, you know, each gender has their one or two little things that's just them. But in general, I think when you decide to go and start your own business, there's just a small part of you that's psychotic. Another part of you that is completely tuned out, making it up, hasn't really looked at the real world, and you're just getting through it. And then there's another part of you that, you know, is really passionate about whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you mix all of that together, the ride is pretty incredible if you're fully invested. You know, you wake up some mornings and you're just distraught, depressed, disenchanted.
How much, though, of what you have to do, you had to do? Because everybody, men and women have to do this. But I really believe women have a little extra degree of difficulty in this area. How much of getting out of your own way did you have to do?
I had to learn to ask questions, was my biggest flaw when I came up in the business. When I got into the business, especially the business I was in, which was consumer marketing, you know, it was like 1 in 30 women. So I would go to a convention, I would go to a dinner, a cocktail party, it'd be like me and 30 guys. And so I didn't think I could ask them questions because I should know the answer if I'm really in business. And two, would they even know I was this little kid, I was a girl, they were these what I considered 14-foot men. And so I never would ask questions. I'd do a lot of listening. I'd go home and do homework. I would, you know, kind of fake it till I made it early on. And what that led to was a lot of stress, a lot of lost money, a lot
mm-hmm.
of innovation that I didn't pick up on.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got older in the business and, you know, got
were you afraid to admit that you didn't know something?
Oh, absolutely.
Because it would make you seem uncompetitive, wouldn't it?
Yeah, uncompetitive.
Even though they probably didn't know all the answers either, right?
Yeah. No, absolutely. So I quickly, and it took some pretty harsh lessons for me to figure out that ask questions was the number one thing I could do to grow my business, but more importantly, to get out of my own way. And what I also found out is it's not about just asking questions. It's about asking the right questions at the right time to the right person.
Right.
And you start doing that, and all of a sudden people are like, oh, my goodness, you're so smart. You're an expert. Let me talk to you more. Because it becomes a skill set in business to really dig deep and figure out what you're truly trying to get at. Mm-hmm. And so for me, as soon as I gave myself permission to ask questions, then my business became really, really thriving. I mean, I'm talking about, like, asking questions to your banker. How many small business owners are afraid to call up their banker and ask a question because they don't want, you know, the banker?
Because wait a minute,
if
the banker thinks I don't know this, they won't loan me any money.
Exactly. And I made best friends with my banker in 2009.
Very smart.
And
very smart.
Literally took him out to lunch and said, "I got 10 questions. I just need you to answer." And that took a lot, right? But he gave.
What a lot of people find out is your banker doesn't know the answer to the questions either.
Yeah. No, they don't. There's also, I think, an important thing, especially for women. There's a trust factor in business. You just never know if I step out on that ledge, they're going to hold me up.
Yeah.
And when you start to ask questions and you realize that even when they don't know the answers, they're so willing to help.
Mm-hmm.
They being your banker, your other colleagues, even your competition.
There's more help out there than you think, isn't there?
Absolutely. And it's humanizing and people want to do it. And all of a sudden they look at you as more committed and more trustworthy. And so it's just really giving yourself permission to ask questions and to feel okay receiving the information.
Now, one of the things about your career is you came up, even though you're a fairly young person, you came up in a time when we were still dealing with 20th century rules.
Yep.
Right? Kind of a transition into 21st century rules. And now you've had to make that adjustment, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. And more so because of my client base, which are all in direct-to-consumer product marketing,
right.
They're authors, thought leaders, they're out there and the way that they judge their business is based on credit card sales. Did the consumer buy from me today? I was reading an article yesterday about Target.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I love Target. You go in there and you spend 6 times more money than you ever.
I don't
thought.
Have to love it. My wife loves it for both of us. Charlie. Hey Charlie, I need your website, please. I'll let you finish your article but story in a minute. I need your website.
Synergix.com.
And your books. The title of your books.
The New Breed of Sharks.
All right, The New Breed of Sharks. Check it out, folks. Quick break, right back with Charlie Fusco. We're going to talk about those new rules for business she's learned.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.